You're listening to 91.1 WEDM, and I am Zoe, and I'm part of Warren's World. I'm here with Ty, Z, and Day Day.
What's up?
And we're here to talk about Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
Greens, beans, tomatoes, lamb, hog, mugs, chicken. You name it.
Bro, you skipped like so many.
I didn't know the lyrics.
So, what are you guys doing for Thanksgiving?
See, usually.
Absolutely nothing.
Usually, me and my family, we all get together and we bring food that we make. See, I have that aunt that's in, like, she's in charge of the mac and cheese. My uncle's in charge of the turkey. My grandma's in charge of the greens and the pumpkin pie. And then my family is in charge of the sweets. And yeah. But this year, we're not doing that because we lost a member of our family. So I have no idea what I'm doing this Thanksgiving. I think I might just have friends.
You want to know what my mama told me? She said, make some chicken and go by your day. And so I'm going to make myself some chicken and go by my day.
Well, well, I'm going to be with my family. We're going to have a big get together like we always do. We always, everybody, like you said, everybody has assigned food. So everybody just brings what they have assigned and then they'll bring something extra, you know, because I have a big family.
Like, yeah.
My family has consisted of at least 50 people at each party.
Same. You're and like, my grandma's house is like this one story small building that my grandpa built for her. And thing is, like, we all fit in there, even though we might be colliding with each other every step, got to crawl over some tiny people to get to the bathroom, like, mm-hmm. things like that. It was still really, like, really nice.
Yeah, it's fun and it's heartwarming, you know? It just, you just feel like that. So, what's your guys' favorite food for Thanksgiving?
My grandma's mac and cheese, yo. Me? Yo, be
why
fire.
Why is it me too? Why?
Fire. Either that.
Candy yams.
Oh, yes.
I like
pumpkin
those.
Pie. I like deviled eggs.
Mm. Weirdo.
I do too.
Pecan pie. Oh my
See,
God.
See, I like the consistency, but I don't like pecans. So I know it's weird. I don't really like nuts. So.
My grandma has this box of recipes, and every year she'll bring out a new one for Thanksgiving or for any type of holiday.
Hold on.
So you bring out like the like one of the extra recipes to like make the stuff is fire. Like these are generations of recipes, and she'd make them for the one day or a holiday.
Yeah,
it'll be nice.
Yeah, what do you guys do after Thanksgiving? Like
go to sleep.
Put up my Christmas tree.
We normally go mm-hmm. work out at the gym.
Oh, that's out of the question for me.
Yeah, like, nah. We eat, we talk. My grandma would play some videos of all of us when we were younger. Like, we would basically talk about what it was like for the family before my generation of kids came along. So it's kind of like a story time of sorts. Like, my grandma, I remember she would play videos of my mom when my sisters were kids. And my sister's like 25, 26. 26, 27. I really need to ask them when their birthday is. But they'll ask, she showed videos of them and she would talk about what it was like to like be around family in the 90s and things like that.
Yeah.
Well, our tradition is pretty different, obviously. One, who goes and works out after? Like, nobody else does.
Yeah.
Everybody else looks at me like that's not normal. But my uncle, he always says that because he said, what we'll do, we can build up fat and then convert it straight to muscle. So that's what we go do.
Hi, that's a good idea. Ty, what do you?
Nothing. I can just answer that.
Yeah, it's. I don't have family down here, so.
Well,
where's your family from?
Arkansas and North Carolina.
Hmm. So our next question is, I don't know. What do you guys want to?
All right.
So much stuff to talk about for Thanksgiving.
Turkey or ham?
Oh, turkey.
Turkey.
So which football game are y'all going to?
None.
So y'all not going to the state game?
No.
Nah.
You're not going to go support?
No.
I got to work.
I got stuff to do.
I got
to
work.
Y'all don't got that much to do. Come on.
I do got a lot of stuff
We got to represent Warren Central High School.
I got to work. Like,
We got to get lit in the pit.
Is it on Friday or Saturday?
Hey, and share my flyer. Everybody share my flyer I made. I want the class of 2016, 17, and 18 to come out and show how the pit was. Because this year, pit was horrible.
What?
Well, let's continue to talk about Thanksgiving.
No, this is Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving Friday football. Yeah. If you think about it.
Well.
It makes it twice as better, isn't it?
So that's something you might, you're probably going to be doing after Thanksgiving. You didn't say that, did you?
Ooh, yeah.
But it's on Thanksgiving week. People eat their Thanksgiving for like a whole week.
I don't.
I got leftovers. What y'all talking about? Like, we make enough food for there to be leftovers. And there are like 50 of us.
My family is too big to do that, you know? So
no, my family's big too. But it's like, we make food. We make a lot of it. Like, there's 3 turkeys, 2 hams, like, trays upon trays of mac and cheese, greens.
Share the fly.
Some quinoas. Somebody always brings the quinoas. I don't like them.
Oh, and then my birthday's coming up. Sorry to interrupt, but my birthday's coming up December 1st.
Get out.
I'll be expecting something.
Get out.
Just saying.
Like.
What?
So, speaking of football, do you guys watch football, like, on Thanksgiving? Or do you just eat and talk to your cousins?
Well, yeah, no. I eat and talk to my cousins.
That's basically what I do. I don't care about football, like I said in the past. Like, I would love to go, but I just can't. Anyway, what do you guys do?
We tend to talk about stuff. They'll be drunk half the time while they're waiting on the food.
I'm telling you, there is some crazy stories
that
your family has. You're like, what? Where did this come from?
When did this happen? Like, your great aunt that you've never actually talked to, you just know her because you've seen her every year. She'd be like, I remember when you were a kid and you fell down the stairs and you had to get rushed to the hospital. And I'm like, when did this happen? Like, nobody told me this. Or some other crazy stories that are not so school appropriate.
Yeah, me too.
And then we'll probably play 2K and after that go about our day. Oh, and then we have this little prayer moment where my auntie likes to have a 20-minute prayer. It's just
I
promise
those.
You, it's about 20 minutes.
I remember those.
Before and like, the food. Once
she
the
says,
food's ready.
In the name of Jesus, and we all go, and she keeps going, and oh my God.
And then my uncle be trying to grab a plate, and she, don't do that.
That's disrespectful, and the whole family starts arguing with that uncle, even though everybody knows that everyone wants to eat. Like,
now, you guys know that. You guys have snuck a bite of food before like, the prayer was over.
Yeah.
I do that all the time.
I dip my hand in the mashed potatoes and just start eating them because it's like, girl.
Like, you open your eye, you open your left eye, you're like.
Like.
And then you go back to praying, you know.
My thing is, the prayer would take so long and everybody knows that they're starving.
Mm-hmm.
Like, each of us are individually starving because that food smells delicious, but we're not touching it because you're praying.
Yeah.
And no other place was open for you to go get a snack at. Like, you couldn't go to McDonald's. The store wasn't open.
Like, if the stores were open, there was a long line and nobody wanted to wait for that.
Now, isn't that crazy that stores are actually open on Thanksgiving? When we were kids, like 5 years ago, that wasn't a thing.
That's true. Like, on holidays.
All stores were closed. And now, like, all of a sudden, we're going to open early for Black Friday.
It's mainly because it's a way to get money.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame them, but I'm just glad I don't work.
I work. I work Black Friday.
Ooh.
Ugh. I work in retail, too.
I'm a beater.
Ugh.
Good luck.
I was definitely about to get 5 pairs of shoes.
Wow.
We don't have sales. It's just people hoping to find sales, and then they just wind up buying shoes anyways.
Yeah, just because they have nothing else.
That's why.
They're like, just get these shoes, you know.
Shopping online is newest knowledge.
What's your guys' favorite part about Thanksgiving?
My favorite part about Thanksgiving? Yikes.
There's so much I'm thankful. Like, I'm thankful for everything, but there's one thing that I'm excited about for Thanksgiving, you know?
What is it?
I think the food. I feel so bad saying that, but you know.
See, it's kind of like a family tradition. We're all musically inclined, and it's so bad. It's like so. Somebody will start singing, and we'll all like chime in, even if we're eating.
I'm telling
like,
you.
Like somebody will be like, "Happy birthday to you," and next thing you know, the entire house just like comes in and starts singing. Like those are my favorite parts, or any of the parts where like the older generation gets to see the newer generation of kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's so sweet, so weird, but so sweet.
I know. My family does that too on Christmas Eve.
Christmas. Like,
sometimes. We'll just be sitting there eating dessert around the fireplace, opening presents. All of a sudden, my aunt gets up, gets on the piano, just starts playing, and everybody just starts singing. And it's just so much fun.
Well, that's something for Christmas.
Yeah. We can start talking about Christmas.
Oh, that sucks.
Because that's coming up.
I don't think I'll be celebrating Christmas.
Oh.
I'm getting a bunch of stuff because I'm moving to Georgia, and this is probably going to be close to the last holiday my mama can celebrate with me.
Like, I'm getting a bunch of stuff mainly because I'm going to the Army, and this is going to be the last Christmas that I'm celebrating with my
family. That really sucks. Well, thank you guys all for coming, because,
we
wouldn't. You're welcome.
I didn't have anything else to do, so I'm fine with this.
Yeah.
I did it for you, Zoe. I did it for you.
Because you asked, because you awesome.
Thanks. Well, see you guys later. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to this week's War in the World right here on 91.1 WEDM.